Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. If you ever need someone to declutter your house, you need to call me because I am so quick to throw things out. You'll get instant results. You'll have a brand new house in like just a few hours. That's all great, but the only thing that's missing from my way of doing things is a little bit of discernment and patience. It's just not part of my process. And so I can't guarantee that I'm not going to throw out something important that you still want it. Now let's talk about seeking instant results in other areas like health and weight loss. We might start by eliminating all the junk food, but we know that just doing that is not going to lead to us losing 50 pounds overnight. It doesn't work that way. It's a journey that takes intention and persistence, wisdom. Occasionally we'll get those instant results, but they don't necessarily address the underlying issues that are going on there. And this brings me to prayer. I can treat prayer the same way. I want those immediate answers, the quick fixes, but we know that God usually doesn't respond that way. Usually we find his answers unfolding slowly with a lot more purpose and intention, which is a really great way to do things, honestly. Now, I love this quote by Charles Stanley. The shortest distance between our problems and their solutions is the distance between our knees and the floor. I like this because it tells me while prayer certainly helps us in our troubles, it actually gets me to pause a little bit, helps me to remember to be more deliberate and thoughtful in my actual approach to prayer so that I'm not haphazardly praying quick fix prayers to God, that my act of prayer can actually be a process too. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.